From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A deadly suicide. Deadly suicide bombings in Beirut. Twin suicide bombings struck a Shiite suburb in southern Beirut Thursday evening, killing at least 37 people and wounding scores more in one of the deadliest attacks in years. The explosions hit minutes apart in an area called Burj Al Barajneh during rush hour. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombings. Southern Beirut is a stronghold of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group that is fighting in Syria. Along with government forces there, the area has been hit in the past. Sunni militant groups have threatened to carry out more such attacks. The Red Cross told the state-run national news agency that along with the 37 killed, the attack also left more than 180 wounded. Supported by U.S.-led airstrikes, Kurdish-Iraqi troops on Thursday seized part of a highway that is used as a vital supply line for the Islamic State group, a key initial step in a major offensive to retake the strategic town of Sinjar from the militants. Colonel Steve Warren, the spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition in Baghdad, said a major road was the key to the attack.
Well, we certainly don't want to telegraph our plans about Sinjar, but what I'll tell you is that Sinjar sits astride Highway 47, which is a key and critical resupply route for the enemy. This is the primary road between Mosul and Raqqa, ISIS's two primary capitals here. And by seizing Sinjar, we'll be able to cut that line of communication.
Hours into Thursday's operation, the Kurdish Regional Security Council said its forces had indeed cut a section of Highway 47. This is VOA News. The U.S.